Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, May the 6th. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Hope you enjoy the weekend. In the news this morning, overnight E-Bud prices were July corn down 6.25 cents at 7.91 1/4. July wheat up 4 cents at 11.10 1/2. And that was 22 cents off the lows. Stats Canada came out. Their all wheat number has gone from 16.4 million metric tons last year down to 10.1. So that certainly gave the wheat a little bit of support out here. July beans down, 13 cents at 16.34. Currently, we've got the oil market has been a bit strong here this morning. It's up 76 cents, but it's $2 off its highs. Bean oil was down. Get the July oil for you. July oil was down 129 at 80.56. So that was the oil that really led the beans down here overnight. We didn't see any exports sales this morning. We were expecting the Chinese to come back after their week-long holiday and be buyers either Wednesday night, Thursday, or today. We did not see any export sales either day. So that may be a little disappointing to the market. At the moment, the Dow Jones is down about 140 points. The bonds are down another 2/3 of a basis point. That may weigh on the market here. I think it's a matter of the world's worried about COVID out here, and I don't think that's good for the grain markets. Overall, next week, the weather looks much better for corn planting, which is why I think we've been under some pressure here in the corn market and the bean market. We're going to be 70s to 80s in Chicago all next week with mostly sunny skies out here, very little rain in the forecast, if any. Des Moines has temperatures going from 80 to 90 degrees all week. There's one chance of rain during the middle of the week. It's going to be cold and wet. We're cold and wet. I'm actually in Des Moines right now. It's cold and wet here, but it's going to get better over the weekend. We won't see any planting this weekend here because of the wet conditions, but things should dry out pretty quickly out here. So, overall today, you know, if we're going to get the corn and the wheat or corn and the beans in the ground, I think it's going to be a little bit hard to rally this market, but we've been able to come back. I think the wheat rallied partially yesterday on the news that the Russians are stealing Ukrainian grain. They're going to wind up selling that grain, in my opinion, so I don't know that it's necessarily all that friendly. The Indian news, you know, one day they're going to have restrictions, the next day they're not. I don't know really what you do with that. But the volatility is certainly going to continue out here. But the markets, from a technical standpoint, are starting to look a little bit toppy out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great day.